Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren's here. It's too soon to ask, can Liverpool be caught, isn't it?
A little bit, Audrey. Although I met a Chelsea colleague of ours, Chelsea fan colleague of ours in the corridor, and I said Liverpool have one hand on the title, and he just gave me a wry smile. So I thought that spoke volumes. They are 9 points clear at the top of the Premier League table. 2-0 win against Manchester City. That scoreline did not flatter them whatsoever. They could easily have scored another couple. City in a bit of bother. A lot of injury problems. 11 points now off the leaders, and without a win in 7 matches, but that's a big psychological boost for Liverpool. Their manager is Arne Slot. He has, believe it or not, won 18 of his 20 games in charge since he took over at the start of the season. Isn't that remarkable? And this win follows an equally impressive victory against Real Madrid last week.
Yeah, and if you look at work rate, I think it was perfect. The amount of chances we missed that made it that it was tight till the end. Maybe that's also the nice part of a game like this. It should be like this, but in an ideal world, we would have scored earlier the second one, yes. Now, we're a compatible team, and it's very difficult to beat us, but therefore, we need to put the effort in. It's up to us to get the best out of it, and that's what we did today. But again, a big week coming up with Newcastle and Everton.
Yeah, another big one. Chelsea, 3-0 winners against Aston Villa. They're right in the hunt. They're equal in points with Arsenal in second and third place there. Manchester United beat Everton 4-0. Their new manager seems to be doing really well also. And Tottenham and Fulham drew 1-1. A couple of big shocks in the AIB Club Championship yesterday. Cork side Sarsfields beat the hotly fancied Ballygunner in the Munster Hurling Final. Now, I'm sure they won't want to single out any individual in this win, but it's hard not to look at the performance of Shane O'Regan. He came off the bench in the 45th minute. So with 15 minutes to go, he scored 2 goals and 3 points. That is just phenomenal stuff. They'll meet Sheamus Neal in the All-Ireland semi-finals. They overcame Portaferry in the Ulster decider. And they looked well out of it, in fact, until about the 45th minute. Got 2 quick goals, got back in the match, got that foothold, and then took it from there and won by a goal. But Sarsfields are not the Cork champions. They were beaten by divisional side Imokilly in the Cork County final. So to win the Billy O'Neill Cup has taken them a little bit by surprise, albeit a pleasant surprise. Pádraig Lodge has been speaking to Luke Elliott, and by the sounds of things, they're not finished just yet.
It's absolutely incredible, to be honest. I don't think when you start the year in February or whatever, I don't think you're planning on winning the Munster. I know that might be Ballygunner's plan now, as they're what, 11 years on the run now, but it's absolutely fantastic. Obviously, we would have loved to have won the county, but geez, we're the best club in Munster this year, I believe, and bigger and better now. Next few weeks are massive. What else would you want to be doing at Christmas time?
And it's a huge turnaround from the result of last year. There were 17 points of a difference. What was your approach today?
Everything was different, to be honest. The feeling about the game, the belief, everything. I think that the preparation was 10 times better. We were going in with a different mindset. Also, I think we're in another year of experience, you know, we're a bit more mature, and I think that we really set our minds on winning, even just performing on this game, and see where that took us, and it took us to a win, thank God.
And was the fact that the trophy for the Munster Championship was named after the man who founded the club, was that discussed, and was that an incentive to go and win it?
I didn't know that, to be honest, until we were up on the stand, but I suppose it's a nice bonus.
You're into the last four in the All-Ireland now. Do you feel that there's more progress possible in this campaign?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that Ballygunner have been the best club team in Ireland for the last 6-7 years. There's definitely room to, if we beat the best, why can't we be the best? We're not finished yet. We know we're not finished. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really. How many times are you going to get into an All-Ireland semi-final? You see, this is our first time ever. This club has ever been in a Munster final. How many times are you going to get an All-Ireland semi-final? We're going to treat this like it's the county final.
Yeah, well done to them. In football, Coolera, Strandhill overcame Pádraig Pearse's to win their first Connacht title. They won it by a point in extra time. They're the first Sligo team to taste glory in that competition since 1983. Kilkerran Clonburn beat Clanearen to advance to the Ladies Club final. They'll be going for 4 in a row when they meet Kilmacud Crokes. Sarsfields have reached another Camogie final. They'll meet True Clonlara in the decider. They have become the first Clare team to reach the All-Ireland Club final. Lossiemouth claimed the Hatton's Grace hurdle for trainer Willie Mullins and Paul Townend on board. Judd Trump overcame Barry Hawkins to win the UK Snooker Championship, won it 10 frames to 8. And a little bit of sad news on that snooker front to finish with. Former world champion Terry Griffiths has died at the age of 77 after a long battle with dementia. His family confirmed the news this morning, and he, believe it or not, back in 1977, he qualified for the World Championship as a qualifier and went on to win it. The first man to do that.